Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
Oh, we rock and roll on this hump day to get you to the other side. Let's go. Yeah.
Have you been humping?
What? Oh, there you go, Jazz. Always asking that same question each and every day.
Stop asking like particular you don't know Tuesday. What today is. You know what today is.
I know what the day is, K-Mac.
You know what today is. It's inauguration day.
It is inauguration day. I was getting ready to say. Today we inaugurate the 46th president of the United States, which is historic in itself. But to add to that is the first person of color would be vice president, first female that is, vice president of these United States. It's funny. You've been trying to say President-elect Biden or President, Vice President-elect Harris. Now, in about, I don't know what, 5 hours, we can take that President-elect off or Vice President-elect off of that because they will be the actual official positions of President and Vice President Kamala Harris. So we're excited about that on this platform. And wish them, Godspeed down the line. They're going to need it. It's gonna be a challenge, but I'm excited. A lot of things happening today, man. And top of the morning to you guys. How you guys doing?
Good morning. Doing good.
Doing good.
Doing good. Hot water. Do y'all have y'all's hot water?
I sure do. I'm sipping on my hot water.
Have a tea bag in it?
Well, I have coffee in mine, but you didn't ask that question. You said hot water.
I mean, she didn't say what was the end result. Reece. She didn't ask that question.
That's right. I got my hot water. We got our hot water. That's correct. Wow, man. Well, speaking of hot water, I think the couple of triangle teams may be in hot water these days. That's not used to being in hot water.
That was a good one.
We're talking about on the college basketball landscape. We're talking about, of course, the North Carolina Tar Heels, who will be on the hard court tonight against Wake Forest. But last night, the Duke Blue Devils were in action, and it was a very entertaining game. Or it ended up being entertaining, I'll put it that way.
Oh, really? Oh, really? You enjoyed that game? Oh, okay.
I'm a member of the media. I watched the game just to understand, different levels of play until we could talk about it this morning, but it was a pretty good game. I felt really good, seriously, for Jeff Capel. I felt really good for him. Mm-hmm. And his brother Jason. Just really good people, and I felt good for that win for them. Because particularly for Jeff, when you could beat your alma mater, that's always a good thing. Pittsburgh was the opponent for the Blue Devils last night. And the game was interesting because Pittsburgh was straight up balling. They came out hot. They was balling. They had to be shooting a high percentage. And, of course, Duke came back within, I think, a point. Or did they go ahead? I can't remember. But
the end of the game?
At the end of the game, yeah. Yes.
I think they were down two. They cut the deficit into two.
Yeah, they got to 71-73, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. And final score, Pittsburgh 79, Duke 73. Observation, guys, what are some of the things and who are some of the people that stood out last night to you guys?
Well, on the Duke side, it's Jalen Johnson. He was dealing with a foot injury, and in their last game, he was able to get in for a little bit. But he went off career high 24 points, I believe it was. So he had a big night. Obviously, somebody you want to see, do well after coming off of an injury. But he was what they needed. And I guess moving forward, you'll see that they need him on the court.
Yeah. Wendell Moore played okay in spurts. I was really upset when they had a chance to tie the game or go up by one. He deferred and passed this to one of the freshmen. And he had a wide open shot. I'm not sure you remember this play. But they had a chance to tie the game or go up by one. And he deferred to one of the freshmen. Man, you're supposed to be that guy. He scored 15 points. He was having a good game. So I was really surprised that he didn't take that shot. It was interesting. But shout out to Justin. How you pronounce his last name?
I say Champagne.
I guess call him Champagne. Justin Champagne. 31 points. 31 points, 14 rebounds. Good gracious. And
balling out.
And another kid, which I should know his name. That I do have a connection with Tony. I can't pronounce his first name.
Adidas?
I have no clue.
Adidas, Tony. Yeah, don't trust Jasmine on name pronouncing.
Yeah, I know. You know what? I might not be the one right. You should ask.
Yeah, let's not divot. Let's not divot.
Let's not disrespect Vlade with this. Right?
I don't want to Vlade him, so let me just.
Vlade. Well, he's from the 256, which is that's in Madison County. I went to college with his uncle. But he almost blew the game, by the way. But anyway, he had 22 and 11. I remember, if you guys don't remember, I think that Pittsburgh, was Pittsburgh the last game we saw at the tournament last year?
No, it was UNC Syracuse.
Oh, was it? Okay. For you, I think.
Oh, okay.
Was that the last game
of the tournament, though.
Oh, yeah. But I think we sat down, you know, we were sitting down courtside. When Pittsburgh was playing Wake Forest, it was Jasmine, K-Mac, myself, and D-Bout, I think it was. Be that. I think that the three, four of us were sitting down.
Yeah,
you guys remember that last year?
I remember. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember yep. Something like that.
Yeah. That was cool. Tough game for the Blue Devils. I mean, I want to get you guys' opinions about where they go from here, but let's hear from Coach K. Said team got out to a terrible start. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, well, we had such a bad start. I mean, it's, you know, really disappointing because we had practiced so darn hard. And with we had to call a timeout 2 minutes into a game. That's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. And we had people who, they didn't show up tonight.
Uh-oh.
And then all of a sudden you find a group that plays hard and we have a chance to win the game. But we can't, we have to have some level of consistency. Like who are those five guys? You know, I mean, Jalen had a magnificent game today. You don't even know how much he can play. He just started practicing. Yeah. I thought Patrick gave us some good minutes. Yeah, and we need Matt Hurt to be there both halves.
Yeah, you're right, Coach. You do need Matt Hurt to be there for both halves. Apparently, you're starting to coach a little bit now. They're trying to pay attention, but I think they're realizing that it's going to take a little bit more than just rolling the ball out and say, I'm a five-star.
Or being a five-star and playing like one, those are two different things.
Well, I mean, I think at this point, they're starting to think that, oh, okay, I got it, Coach. Yeah, I can do it. And then they realize the team they're playing against is pretty hyped up, pretty dialed in, and they plan on giving you the business tonight. So you might want to bring your A game, which is the slow start, I think really caught them. I mean, I think that's what caught them off guard the most. The team they were playing against, they just kind of said, oh, we got this. No, you might want to come to play because they did. Which I did notice the timeout early on by Coach K, which I think at this point now he's like, all right, I need to insert myself into this debacle because this team is going nowhere fast. So if I don't figure out how to get them focused on what they should be doing. And Hurt was, like he said, didn't show up at all till the second half. So I don't even know what that was about.
I think this is one of the least talented teams he's had in a long time, in my opinion.
Do you want him to say it like Roy did last year or something? Are you trying to?
Yeah.
You want Duke to cause a ruckus?
Yeah. I think he just said this is the sorriest team I ever had in a long time. That's what
actually, Reese, he did say it now, but we didn't want to listen to him. Yes, he did. He said maybe we should just go home.
That's a good point. Translation: I got a sorry ass team.
Right. I mean, he did. The words came out of his mouth. I mean, we just got to read between the lines. You see what I'm saying? We just got to read between the lines. I mean, he said maybe we should just go home. Maybe these young men have a lot on their minds, and you know, it's a lot of stress on them. You know what? You know, maybe we just cash it in this time. How about that? That's what he was saying.
I mean, if you were to give both teams generic jerseys, different colors or whatever, and you would say, which one, you know, is Duke? Because it's like Pittsburgh, like they had better players. I mean, at least they played that way. And I was just
exactly.
watching.
Exactly.
I mean, they had better players. I'm like, they look at Duke got three or four guys paid almost just alike, same height. And you're saying, that's Duke? And by the way, Carolina fans, number one, get ready because it's the same over there too. I think you can. I mean, you can see, like Johnson, okay, yeah, okay, Deron Shaw at Carolina, okay, but I'm talking about overall though, particularly Duke. I'm just saying this is Coach K. I think from a talent perspective.
He's starting out his new administration strong.
Hey, you got to come out swinging, man. Oh, hey, executive order. Here's my executive order.
Your first
you got to get better players. You got to get better players than Duke.
He's signing them all. He's signing. Now, I ain't giving out no damn pardon, so y'all can stop asking me.
Well,
I ain't pardoning out not one of you. None of you. You suck. As Jazzy said yesterday, you suck.
I did.
But no, am I wrong about this season? In the last recent years, though, this is when you look at them, you're like, I don't know. I don't think this is not Duke. This is not a level.
No, Reese, you're handing out pardons right now. I'm not feeling the pardons, man. I'm telling you, you do have talent, but you don't want to play right now. You can't come out and play like they played in that first half last night. And tell me you want to play, that you dialed in. Because you came out and you got punched square in the mouth last night by
Pitt. Pitt started off on an 8-0 run.
I mean, when I say in the mouth, they got punched all like in the real part of the mouth, not like in the corner. they punched them like square. Like when they hit you on your teeth, the first thing you think is you just lost a tooth or something. That's what I'm talking about.
I can hear how you put your lips over your tooth.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Right there.
I know when you get popped in the lip, you turn it like this. Hold on, man. Yeah. I got something in my lip.
You know what I'm saying? You think you lost a tooth. You like, that dude knocked my tooth. God, you got to be kidding me. That's what I'm talking about. That's how they got punched in the mouth last night. And I know people probably listening to the show, they said, damn, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. This joke's on 10. Yes, I'm on 10. You got your Chucks on, by the way, people? You got your Chucks, Reese?
I have some Chucks that I'm going to throw
there you
in
go.
A few minutes.
Jasmine, put some Chucks on today.
Put the Chucks on.
All right, I actually have a pair. Can someone clue me in on what that means?
You're under Jasmine, really?
What?
Okay.
I have Chucks, but why are you saying to put them on?
A lot of females are wearing pearls and Chucks today. Pearls and Chucks today.
Now, wait, ain't no
what
damn
is that?
Pearls
why?
Now. In honor of Kamala Harris.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like that's her signature look or something?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I live under a rock, guys. You know this.
That's okay. We're going to get you off under that rock.
Yeah.
Don't you worry. We're coming. But no, I'm just saying, Reese. I mean, come on now. You handing out pardons over. I'm not feeling it. Y'all can't. You came out and you just look horrible. Even Coach said it. Coach said, I'm going to need somebody to show up.
It's unacceptable.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Dennis. I appreciate that. I mean, that explains it pretty well right there. It is unacceptable. I mean, part of the issue is this, though. And let's be fair.
Oh, here we go. The party issues.
She came back. Okay. All right. You know what? Here's the thing. I did say they're the least talented team we've seen in a long time. I did say that. Right?
That, Reed, you know better than that. You know better than that.
But I looked out there. I said, dog, man. Serious though, they got.
I mean, they regular people now. Don't get me. They regular. But that's not the point. You know what I mean? Regular people can win, too.
Oh, that's not the
point. Yeah, regular people can win, too. See what I'm saying? Regular people can win, too. What's my man in Charlotte that I said was regular? He was just a regular guy. Kid Gilchrist, that's it.
Michael K. Gilchrist?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah. They regular, like him.
Is he still in the league, Gilchrist, by the way?
I think it. I don't know.
Let me do a quick Google search.
Yeah, you're a quick.
Well, you know, my over under was as soon as his wife finished medical school, he wasn't going to be out of the league. You know what I mean? As soon as she finished, you know, they'd be done pretending like they're an NBA family.
Yeah. A part of the reason why Duke had some issues last night, and they did. I mean, I try to tell Nolan because, you know, we got a relationship, and, you know, Nate and those guys, you got to give them that Pepsi Zero Sugar. You got to give it to them. And you got to make sure they have that Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. And since while you're at it, I know Nike is your school, but you may want to slip in the Fisher Sports Apparel, the sports shop, which is Under Armour. Keep it right, keep it tight. That's exactly what it is right there.
One thing I tell you. Man, Mr. Hurt, Mr. had no parts of none of them drinks you were talking about.
Yeah, then Joey Baker.
What's that tea jab that make you calm? What's that chamomile tea? What's that tea?
Calming tea? Yeah, like chamomile.
Yeah, yeah. He had a whole gallon of that before he came out.
Oh, wow.
Real calm.
Oh, wow. Get it right, get it tight.
Get it right, get it tight.
Call the park, Bubba Sparks, Ying Yang Twins.
There's a lot of family and personal stuff going on. So, just want to leave it at that.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear Jasmine comment on this.
Yeah, I don't know what he was talking about.
I can't wait to hear Jasmine comment on this. I've been waiting on this all day.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Well, let's move forward, too. And, of course, we'll follow up on that. Hey, man, let's pivot real quick. So I'm so excited to move on to this next segment right after we hear this quick soundbite.
To be here today as the number 3 pick is an honor and a privilege, and I'm beyond excited to get started with Sky Blue FC. I'd like to express my most sincere thanks to bringing my dreams of becoming a professional soccer player into fruition. To the Carolina community, thank you for embracing me and pushing me to be better in academics and athletics. I've gained...
Oh, man, that's a quick soundbite, and we're so happy to have back on the Sports Shop, because she's been here before. But now she's coming in with a different title behind the name. I'm talking about Carolina Great, and I mean it every sense of the word. And I thought about this earlier. I said, you know, last time someone declared their junior year that they was going to put their name in a hat, and they went number 3 in the professional league, his name was Michael Jordan. And so following up with this, we're so pleased to have joining us on the Sports Shop, call in on Houston Automotive Group Hotline, Brianna Prieto. Brianna, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Man, we're just so happy. First of all, congratulations on being the third pick in the NWSL, and of course going to the Sky Blue FC. We're so proud of you. And the shout out, first of all, to beginning to you is that shout out to Hassan and Melita Pinto, who are your parents, and shout out to them for doing an awesome job with you and your siblings, and I always have to give them a shout out when things happen. So talk to us about having your name called so early and your feelings and emotions associated with that.
Yeah, definitely. So it's always been my dream to become a professional soccer player, but obviously I have some unfinished business at Carolina. I want to win a national championship, so I'm going to chase that this spring. So what was attractive about going in the draft this year was I would have the chance to finish out my collegiate spring season, and then I would join my NWSL team after. So to be called by Sky Blue so early is incredibly special. I've always wanted to live in the tri-state area, specifically like New York, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
So to be back there with my dad's friends and family, and to be in a soccer community is going to be so, so cool. And I hope to put Sky Blue on the map in terms of making them making that area embrace them and support them from coming to all the games once COVID is over and buying jerseys, because I really think what they have up there is special and it can grow even more. So to be picked that high was so, so cool. I'm incredibly grateful for the coaching staff for seeing the value in me and wanting to invest in me as a player.
Now, is that normal, or is that just because of COVID that you're still able to return to school and finish out another season?
Yeah, that's not normal. Because it's a COVID year. So, like, normally our NCAA tournament would be in the fall.
Right.
But we only Carolina only played the ACC tournament in the fall. So now we're going to move into non-conference games plus the NCAA tournament. So just because the season was extended, they changed the rules a little bit.
Gotcha. And I know you're saying that your career at Carolina is not yet over, but what is it that you're hoping that you do leave behind as far as your legacy when the time does come for you to leave Carolina?
I want to win a national championship. That's what I came to Carolina to do. Unfortunately, we've lost in the national championship the last 2 years to Florida State and to Stanford, respectively, but it sucks. But I think our team is equipped to win it all this year. And I think losing is part of sports, but I think it built our character and taught us how to fight back. And we're just as motivated as any other year. And we're going to put all the pieces to do it. And we're going to work as hard as we can to prepare for this spring so that we can ultimately achieve our goal of winning the first national championship since 2012.
Wow, outstanding. We're talking Brianna Pinto and we're talking soccer. And quick question, and just from my own curiosity, what do you think will be the biggest transition once you finish your collegiate career and transitioning into playing professionally at the next level? What do you think will be the biggest transition between the two?
I definitely say, like, in college, you have all the resources at your disposal. So as a pro, you kind of have to seek those out and make sure that you're taking care of yourself, because there's nobody really there to, like, look after you to make sure that you're doing everything you need to do. And then for me specifically, I will still be in school. So just trying to manage, like, essentially a job of playing soccer professionally, and then also my schoolwork, because I still want to graduate on time in May 2022.
I know both of your parents. There was no doubt you were still going to be in school.
Yeah, they wouldn't let that happen. The other thing is that I worked too hard to get into Keenan Flagler Business School to not finish. So I'll definitely keep that up and work remotely. So that was one of the silver linings that came out of COVID. Our school became more flexible in terms of delivery options for education. So also, back to your question, so I'd say, the aspect of looking after yourself, for me, school, and then also just the speed of play and the intensity, it's going to take a step up because it's professional level. So everybody's good. Everybody has something like a special quality to bring. So I think just being embraced in that and taking on the challenge and going into it with an open mind will suit me well.
Now, there's a little sibling rivalry, maybe. I know your father thinks he's a pretty good soccer player. Was.
Yeah, really. Yeah, was.
Emphasize was, K-Mac. Yeah, you know, formerly. How about that? We'll say formerly.
There you go.
Formerly. How does it feel to be able to kind of, you know, to kind of reach the levels of what you've reached and be able to kind of, you know, poke fun at your brothers or your siblings and say, yeah, I'm kind of the best soccer player in the family?
No, they're all great in their own right. I think we all have just different qualities. My brother's the best defender I know. And, you know, without him, my older brother, Haas, without him, I wouldn't have been able to get to where I am, because he's defended me my entire life and pushed me over when I needed it, because that's what built my character and made me so strong. And then in terms of my younger brother, Malik, he's so technical on the ball, and he's savvy, and he sees the game different than anybody I know. So I've kind of, like, modeled my game after him in a sense too. And both of them push me in fitness, which I really, really appreciate. So this winter break, we've gotten after it and gone on the track and run 800s. And my dad is pushing us with the stopwatch to make sure that we meet all of our time. So my whole support system has been amazing. My dad obviously has a lot of insight to share about the game to make sure that we're all developing in the ways we're supposed to. One of his best specialties is shooting. So figuring out how to get organized in the box is definitely going to serve all of us well in the professional ranks once the league finally gets there. That could be sooner rather than later. And then my mom, she just supports us from the competitive side of the game because she knows sports and she wants us to always strive to be the best in everything we do. There's a realistic element to that, and you need to make sure that you stay grounded in the process. And I think she helps a lot with that and helps us set our goals and figure out plans to get there, essentially. So I think she's also an integral role in our success as a family. So I'm really, really grateful for all of them.
Oh, trust me, I clearly understand. To Mama, you ain't never famous. I can tell you that right now. So it's good. Yeah. Congratulations, though. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
Brianna Pinto joining us here on the Heister Automotive Group Hotline. Going into the professional level, Brianna, what do you feel is needed for professional women's soccer to continue to grow nationally?
Oh, that's a good question. I definitely say we need the fan support. So something my family did growing up was they always brought us to games. It doesn't matter if it was women's soccer or men's soccer, or collegiate or pro, they would always go and support. So I'd say, like, to dads with even sons, come out to the game, like bring your families to the women's soccer games, because that's the best way it's going to grow. And then also the NWSL has recently gotten to CBS All Access, and I think that was a step of growth, and for it to be televised is a huge deal, and we need to make sure that we keep that up by supporting it when games are on and buying apparel and like tweeting at the professional teams, because women only get 4% of sports coverage in this country and maybe around the world. So we need to make diligent efforts to make sure we're supporting all women in sports, because essentially we're like 100 years behind since we haven't really had the same opportunities as the men. But I think we're at the point where the product that we have to offer it on the field is so, so special. And there are a lot of talented women out there that are playing their different sports. And I think that should be celebrated and embraced and coveted in the media. So the biggest thing for me is just support it, like go out there, be a part of the experience, and just celebrate our athletes.
Again, Brianna Pinto. Brianna, so your brothers, they played at what are your brothers now? One play at Princeton, I think, or I can't remember.
Yeah, my younger brother, he's a freshman at Princeton. He's currently enrolled in classes online. So their team didn't go to play a fall or a spring season, and they didn't let students on campus. So to keep training, he went to SC Cincinnati and is having a great time. He's still age eligible to play for the under-19, so that's how he's been able to get games with Cincinnati, and it's been a really great environment. We went to go visit it last week, and what they're building over there is really, really special. And then in terms of my older brother, he's with the Richmond Kickers, so he joins that team after his fifth year at Duke and his undergrad years at
you got Princeton, you got Duke, you got Carolina. I tell you, the Pintos, I think Hassan and Melita, they're going to write a book. They got a book coming. Hey, Brianna, congratulations on the sports shop. We're so proud of you. You just so wise on your years. You're going to do well. And much success to you. We'll be following you down the line. You take care. Thank you for sharing us a little of your time this morning. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
But more importantly, it's a historic day. This day marks the inauguration of the first African-American vice president of the United States of America.
You love to see it.
That's right. And we are here to witness. We are here to bear witness. And after all we've been through, in the last 48 months.
Since we
got
here.
Or so.
Yeah, no, she's right. She's right.
Since the beginning. It is nice to see. It is good to see. And it feels wonderful to see some form of progression as we move forward. Although it may not be all we want, maybe all we deserve, or all we need, but still, it is a step forward, and it feels pretty doggone good.
Sure. When you guys say it's a special day, yeah, I think you're right.
Yep.
Spot on.
Exactly.
Getting all warm and fuzzy inside, K Mac.
See, it's we're getting closer. We're getting closer. And I will say this before we get to a couple of headlines, a few things we're going to talk about. Jasmine's going to walk us through all of those great things. But, guys, I think we should just take a minute just to say, and it's just my personal opinion, I don't think it had to be this way over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years.
No,
I just don't think it had to be this way, you know?
Absolutely not. Yeah, I agree.
Could have been different. And I think about the world of sports with Colin Kaepernick and all of that, and it just didn't have to be that way. It just did not have to be that way.
What trips me out is every year that the NFL tweets out something on Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are y'all kidding me right now?
Right. It just doesn't have to be this way.
Y'all ice this man
way.
Out.
Right. Foolishness, man. Come on. All because we, voices should be heard, acknowledgement should be made. But it is what it is. If that's what we're required to do, that's what we'll do. And that's what we
Well,
do.
You know, I have to say this, because you just reminded me of something. You remember, because this was during the last 4 years or so, when Colin Kaepernick, he took a knee, and the world went crazy. It's very unpatriotic to take a knee.
Come on now.
So then if we kind of fast forward to 2 weeks ago, and people were beating people with the American flag. I mean, and I'm thinking, like, that's not disrespecting the flag. You don't hear, and then, whether, you know, the outcry for all these people, it's just so much hypocrisy associated with this, it blows my mind. But to me, Colin Kaepernick, in my mind, is a hero, and he's been, viewed that way. Now, if you think about the things that he was protesting, and look at last summer, the BLM, the George, everything that he was protesting came to fruition since he's done it. And they're still getting the guy a hard time. But anyway, I just had to say that, K-Mac. But I think,
I
you know what? I think looking at that, I'm moving forward. I think the world, the country has answered the question, are we stupid or not? And no, we're not, in my opinion. And that's why today at 12 o'clock, that's going to be some new people with a new direction moving us forward. Because I'll tell you right now, in my opinion, Errol Reese's opinion, if it would have been 4 more years of this foolishness that we had in the last 4 years, I can't imagine how this country would be even 4 years from now. So I'm hopeful. I just want to say that, K-Mac. I didn't want to jump on that soapbox, but I just had to put that out there like that.
Oh, no. We'll get back on it later on, because, you know, it wouldn't be us on this historic day if we didn't actually give our comments and our feelings about what this day means, what it represents. Yeah. Because in a way, you know, I feel like some people walk around and they don't have friends like Reese, K-Mac, and Jasmine in D.C. that give them a different perspective. So I feel like, you know, that's our obligation to be able to do so.
Yeah,
but we'll do all that later on. Welcome back to the Sports Shop. Sports Shop, Reese, K-Mac, Jasmine, D.C. behind the glass, doing what he does best. Right now, Jasmine's going to get us up to speed on what the heck is going on.
Take it away, Jay. Thank you, sir. All right, top headline, Sarah Thomas to be the first female official. The NFL announced on Tuesday that Sarah Thompson will become the first woman to officiate a Super Bowl. She'll serve as a down judge on Carl Cheffer's crew at Super Bowl 55 in Tampa, Florida. Will the sexism be on high display, or will people act like they know how to act?
I thought that already happened. Or was it just a playoff game?
Might have been a playoff game. This is the first female official to work a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think that's...
I would have lost money on that one, guys. I thought that already happened.
No, but this is the first. So this is good. I just hope that people know how to act. And, you know, They won't even acknowledge it.
I'm gonna just go and tell you the truth. They won't even acknowledge it, Jeff.
Okay.
They won't.
Well, just that's I'm hoping that
but,
the sex.
But that's a good thing,
away.
Right?
I mean, yeah. That, but, I mean, if she's judged fairly for her like what she's doing and yeah. not like see this is why women don't need to be in our sports and things like that.
Oh no.
Like that wouldn't be an issue. Well, I don't know.
The only way that would happen is if something crazy controversial happened, just really just like something like a bad call or mm-hmm. a questionable call. Because I mean I saw a female work the playoffs or whatever and they, didn't mean anything to me. She just officiated the game like anybody else.
Well, you're so also not sexist, so.
I know, but I don't understand why. But that's an idiot. That's an idiot person.
Right.
I mean, hell, she got make the call and keep it moving. Anyway,
that's what I
said. Don't get me started on that. Don't get me started on that. Okay.
All right. The NCAA announces the 2021 tournament dates, and that tips off on March 18th, and then Final Four, as previously stated, will be played April 3rd through the 5th. And fifth, I'm sorry, in Lucas Oil Stadium. Is the sense of normalcy with the tournament dates a positive thing because it kind of lines up like it does every year? Or is it more indicative of trying to make that money by any means necessary?
I think it's a little bit of both. Listen, oh, we're going to have a tournament. Don't get it twisted. Somebody going to be there. we can make this money this year because we lost so much last year.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick, that's that old adage, you know, call out 2 or 3 days and they go, but you know, if you miss 4 days in a row, you don't get paid for this week. Oh, I'll be damned. I'm going to work. You come in on a stretcher, but you coming to work.
Next up, former NBA player Delonte West is now working at the drug rehab center in Florida that he attended after Mark Cuban, the Dallas Mavericks owner, helped him get his life back on track. He was also able to help West connect with his mother. When I read the story, obviously I had the feel goods because, you know, we saw so many videos of Delonte West just like out, you know, begging for money and things like that. So your heart, you know, kind of aches for people in those situations. Should the league have an exit program kind of to help players integrate back into the real world?
I think they do.
I went through their program. I went through their, the players associate, their, programs, and I didn't see one specifically to help get guys back into the world. They help them with like learning, like, do you want to learn how to do this? So when you leave, you can have this job, and they kind of help you with that. But as far as you know, managing, you know, more aspects of life. You know how, like in school, they'll say, you know, we teach you how to get into the real world, but I never learned how to balance a checkbook. Didn't learn taxes.
You know what? That's interesting. Like that. Reese, I'm trying to think about this. So you don't think the NBA has, I don't know if it would be the NBA or the Players Association, has like a transition services group that,
I was under the impression now, and Jasmine, did you check the Players Association or just the NBA in general?
Players Association. But, I missed it. Maybe I missed it.
Well, okay. And maybe it's under something else. But they have a transition program because a lot of guys, you know, after basketball, particularly the ones that don't make it, they have some type of programs to try to integrate them back into, if you will, society.
Right. And they can take media training. I know. Matter of fact, I know they do.
Yeah, I saw the media training classes and filmmaking classes, and I saw some technology classes too. I was more so not talking about specific like career paths, but more of understanding like how your life changes in ways that are not like a career or a job.
Yeah. I got it.
And maybe it can be an extension of some of these existing programs.
Sure. But I know they do have a certain type of services for a fact, and maybe it's falling into a category that, you know, we can't readily identify, but I do know that they have some of those programs. But that's interesting. And shout out to Mark Cuban, who actually, when they picked him up on the street.
Yeah,
and
at a gas station.
Yeah, unbelievable.
That's the kind of stuff I like to see from ownership, especially with these professional teams. Like,
yes.
I like to see that.
You know, I know Mark Cuban may not be perfect, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't want to stop short at talking about, you know, like he died to Martin Luther King or somebody, but
right.
because you know how people hold that against you. Oh, you thought Martin Luther King was, you know.
Yeah, right. Anyway. Yeah.
But I want to say, he's a do the right thing kind of guy, from what I can see. You know what I mean? They had a little bump in the road, what, last year, whatever, and, you know, organization's all in shambles. He goes, you know what? You're right. I've been blind. I'm doing this all wrong. What do I need to do? They said, well, you need to bring in a person of color to help you figure out what the heck you doing.
He says, all right, well. Anonymous hotline.
Yeah.
So that people don't feel like, you know, afraid to come forward with information.
He brought in some people that we know well. Cynthia Marshall, former AT&T president, brought her in as one of his executives, African-American female, to kind of watch over that and help with the diversity program. So, yeah. I'm with you, Mac. Thumbs up to me when you talk about that guy. I like the guy. He demonstrates, you know, what he's all about. He really does. Yeah.
All right. Sorry, last one up. Sam Howell. He made ESPN's College Football's Way Too Early All-American team after starting his first two seasons at UNC with 68 touchdown passes. By the way, that's more than Trevor Lawrence in his first two seasons. Will he win the Heisman Trophy? And this is a real, this is big put it down energy right now. So I want to hear, will Sam Howell win the Heisman Trophy?
Sam Howell will win the Heisman Trophy. Put it down.
There we go.
Okay. Sam Howell going to win the easy one. Dick Buckus Award. That's what he going to win.
Wait a minute. That's the other guy, Ciroc, who was a quarterback, then went to a linebacker. That may be true for him. Chad Ciroc.
Know some people think the still, guy. That's a defensive award. I know.
I know. But that was funny. I know it is. Chad Ciroc's only about that could have been a hot trophy candidate as a quarterback to end up getting the Buckets Award. Like, because, you know, he played linebacker. That's good. Pretty sad. He probably will get drafted, too. Going to probably play in the league as a linebacker. So. Yeah.
All right, well, consider yourself caught up on the top headlines.
Wow.
Back good job, over Jay. To you guys.
Good job, Jay. That's some good stuff there. I tell you, I do think it's interesting. I know Carolina put out a promotional video for Sam Howell. But you have to admit, Sam Howell is special. And I know hyperbole on the Heisman Trophy, I get that. But he probably ended up being the best quarterback to ever play at that school. And he's just special. Wait a minute. K-Mac.
He says for UNC. He's not saying in the world.
Well, that'll be next week. But
you're
right
telling
now.
Me, you're telling me. You telling me Sam Howell, slinging Sammy Howell, is the best quarterback to ever play at the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill?
Yeah, I mean, that's not saying a lot, to be fair. I mean, it's not. Quarterback, no. It's
either him or Mitch.
I was going to say, Mitchell Trubisky is the only other quarterback in Carolina I can think about.
No, I see where K-Mac going. But, I mean, wait a minute, man.
I know people that listen to this show say, man, why that guy always messing with me? Because he always says some crazy, I mean, you know, he's gonna make me cut.
That was, that really wasn't crazy. It was just, I mean, think about it though. When Matt Brown, and this lift now, this is gonna make you cuss. Mm. When Matt Brown said he's probably the best quarterback he's ever coached. That says a lot, because you know who else he coached?
Who was that?
And not necessarily at Carolina. I'm talking about, you know, he coached at University of Texas, too.
Vince Young.
Yeah.
Colt McCoy.
So, Colt McCoy.
Right now, if you telling me slinging Sammy Howell is better than Colt McCoy.
The answer is hell yeah, he's better than Colt McCoy. Right now. Know that.
Wow.
You know that.
Football team legend Colt McCoy.
What?
Not NFL Colt McCoy. Stop that. Y'all stop.
I'm talking about high school, college, NFL. He's better than him right now.
Lord help us. I'm just telling you. I don't know if I'll be able to take it. But is he a senior next year? Because I won't be able to take that. I ain't going to be able to take this.
No, he's a junior.
Goodness. I got 2 years of slinging Sammy.
K-Mac, did you see that kid play this year?
The boy ain't never had nothing but chicken in his life. The man don't even know what a steak look like.
Excuse me?
That was what weird. Yeah. He said that.
Oh, really?
What did he say? He said he just eats chicken tenders or something.
Yeah, he ain't having much chicken tender. I don't even know where. I'm like, where are you from? What is wrong? So I can't. You can't trust a man that ain't never had a steak before.
I'm glad you said chicken nuggets, cause he may have been that drive through, but that's in Tennessee. But anyway, so.
I'm done.
Breaking news, Carolinas. Carolinas give that money to Matt Dalton.
Ooh, I see. You gotta stop.
Would it be Bojangles? Would it be Cookout?
Cookout. This is Carolina, you might want to up the scale of the restaurant.
Yeah. No, it's not. Like hell, it's the Cookout tray. It's a Cookout tray. That's what they was getting.
I love Cookout, but they don't give out bags to put money in. They put money in a tray.
Look, you know how Cookout do. Cookout put your napkins and your stuff right up under your hush puppies right there on when you get the tray. Right under there, they slipped a couple bills right up under there.
But y'all
right
make me hungry. But they have a lot of items on the menu, by the way. I'd be getting confused. Stick to the tray, Reed.
Stick to the tray. Don't get confused. Don't let it all confuse
corn dog. Because you can like corn dog like a side item. You know, like to boot, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
To boot? You get a corn dog to boot, Reese?
Yeah. And we get double hush puppies and a junior.
We have burgers.
And a corn dog. A corn dog to boot.
I ain't gonna lie. When I first realized, I started looking at the Cookout menu. It looked like a bunch of college kids that were high that said, "Let's create a restaurant menu."
Yeah, that's my point.
You see what I'm saying? That looked like a restaurant menu you create when you high as a kite when you got the munchies. You just say yourself like, "What would I put on it?" Well, let's see. Let's do fries. How about this corn dogs too, man? Wait a minute. What if I get a quesadilla, a corn dog, and a burger? How about that? Who in the hell thinks of that menu? What kind of menu is that?
Oh, my point
and
exactly.
Milkshakes.
Milkshakes.
Yeah, and milkshakes. That's right. That's my point exactly right there.
What if we put candy in our milkshakes?
That's what I'm talking about. See what I'm saying?
High as a cake.
That's munchies for real. That's like 1 o'clock in the morning munchies for real. That's what that is. Australia, all of my college.
I guarantee you, we call the founders of Cookout right now. They said, "Yeah, man, you're right. We were in the dorm. We were high as a kite." We said, "Hell, it may be a good idea. Let's try it."
They put Bible verses on their bags, like the little bags. Cookout. And on their cup, Cookout.
You got to be.
I guess I've never noticed that.
What? Are you serious?
It's like Psalms or Proverbs or something like that.
Wait a minute. Hold it. You telling me on a Cookout bag there's a Bible verse?
Yeah, like the address, the Bible address.
That's how I know, Reese. That's how I know they was high, cause that's the first. That's the last thing you do. That's the last thing you do when you get
So you try to get right. Try to get right before you go out.
Hey, look, Reese. I know we're going off topic, but listen. When you've been so high and you get so far out there, all of a sudden you start thinking about, you know, church songs and Bible verses. And you be telling yourself, they start crying. You're like, what the hell are you crying for, man? What's wrong?
Crying for no reason. Like in the middle of the conversation. Just
the
start
Lord
crying.
Is so good to me.
Don't worry. Here's the crazy part about that. That's a true statement. Everything we said in the last 10 minutes is true. It's 100% true. And somebody out there listening know we're telling the truth, but Michael, you've been part of it. You've been actually part of this.
You come in, sit in the middle of the floor crying. I'm like, wait, what the hell wrong with you?
Man,
when I think of all he's done for me.
For his, where he brought me from, I just got to say thank you. Man, what the hell is wrong with you? You better get yourself together. True story. I'm sorry. People, I know you're trying to figure out what the hell we're talking about. But trust me, everything we just said in the last 10 minutes, download the podcast. It is 100% true.
Oh,
trust
my goodness. I'm trying to tell you. You can be holding in there all you want to. I know damn well you've been around somebody, if you're 50 years old, that was high as a kite, sitting in the middle of the floor just crying like a baby. So you get off that high horse of yours. Reverend, a pastor, okay. Whoever you are, judging me. You can stop judging me. Hell, your friends
don't
used to be high, too. Look, your friend used to get high. Don't pretend like you like you don't know what I'm talking about. You better get off me. Jasmine, get me out of here, Jasmine.
As always, you can visit the Sports Shop website, thesportshopradio.com, to catch up on all things Sports Shop help put together by our friends at Creative Allies. Creative Allies believes that everyone deserves great marketing, no matter your budget. The team at Creative Allies can help you with everything digital. That means a logo design or a new website. If you're a small if you're a small business owner who needs a little help with marketing, you should definitely reach out. Visit creativeallies.com or send an email to marketing@creativeallies.com.
You've been listening to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac. Don't forget, you can download this podcast every weekday at WRALSportsFan.com, on our new WRAL Sports Fan app, and in the iTunes Store.